Psalm 5. Lord, listen to my words. Understand my sadness. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, because I pray to you. Lord, every morning you hear my voice. Every morning I tell you what I need, and I wait for your answer. You are not a God who is pleased with the wicked. You do not live with those who do evil. Those people who make fun of you cannot stand before you. You hate all those who do evil. You destroy liars. The Lord hates those who kill and trick others. Because of your great love, I can come into your temple. Because I fear and respect you, I can worship in your holy temple. Lord, since I have many enemies, show me the right thing to do. Show me clearly how you want me to live. My enemies' mouths do not tell the truth. In their hearts, they want to destroy others. Their throats are like open graves. They use their tongues for telling lies. God, declare them guilty. Let them fall into their own traps. Send them away, because their sins are many. They have turned against you. But let anyone who trusts you be happy. Let them sing glad songs forever. Protect those who love you and who are happy because of you. Lord, you bless those who do what is right. You protect them like a soldier's shield. Genesis chapter 9. Then God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Have many children, grow in number and fill the earth. Every animal on earth, every bird in the sky, every animal that crawls on the ground, and every fish in the sea will respect and fear you. I have given them to you. Everything that moves, everything that is alive, is yours for food. Earlier, I gave you the green plants, but now I give you everything for food. But you must not eat meat that still has blood in it, because blood gives life. I will demand blood for life. I will demand the life of any animal that kills a person, and I will demand the life of anyone who takes another person's life. Whoever kills a human being will be killed by a human being, because God made humans in his own image. As for you, Noah, I want you and your family to have many children, to grow in number on the earth and to become many." Then God said to Noah and his sons, "Now I am making my agreement with you and your people who will live after you, and with every living thing that is with you, the birds, the tame, and the wild animals, and with everything that came out of the boat with you, with every living thing on earth. I make this agreement with you. I will never again destroy all living things by a flood. A flood will never again destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the agreement between me and you and every living creature that is with you. I am putting my rainbow in the clouds as the sign of the agreement between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and a rainbow appears in them, I will remember my agreement between me and you and every living thing. Floods will never again destroy all life on the earth. When the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it, and I will remember the agreement that continues forever between me and every living thing on the earth." So God said to Noah, "The rainbow is a sign of the agreement that I made with all living things on earth." The sons of Noah who came out of the boat with him were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three men were Noah's sons, and all the people on earth came from these three sons. Noah became a farmer and planted a vineyard. When he drank wine made from his grapes, he became drunk and lay naked in his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, looked at his naked father and told his brothers outside. Then Shem and Japheth got a coat, and carrying it on both their shoulders, they walked backwards into the tent and covered their father. They turned their faces away so that they did not see their father's nakedness. Noah was sleeping because of the wine. When he woke up and learned what his youngest son Ham had done to him, he said, "May there be a curse on Canaan. May he be the lowest slave to his brothers." Noah also said, "May the Lord, the God of Shem, be praised. May Canaan be Shem's slave. May God give more land to Japheth. May Japheth live in Shem's tents, and may Canaan be their slave." After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. He lived a total of 950 years, and then he died. Genesis. This is the family history of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah. After the flood, these three men had sons. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. Those who lived in the lands around the Mediterranean Sea came from these sons of Japheth. All the families grew and became different nations, each nation with its own land and its own language. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabtah, Raamah, and Sabteca. The sons of Raamah were Sheba and Dedan. Cush also had a descendant named Nimrod, who became a very powerful man on earth. He was a great hunter before the Lord, which is why people say someone is like Nimrod, a great hunter before the Lord. At first, Nimrod's kingdom covered Babylon, Erech, Akkad, and Calna in the land of Babylonia. From there he went to Assyria, where he built the cities of Nineveh, Rehoboth, Ur, and Calah. He also built Resen, the great city between Nineveh and Calah. Mizraim was the father of the Ludites, Anamites, Lehabites, Naphtuhites, Pathrusites, Cashlahites, and the people of Crete. The Philistines came from the Cashlahites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his first son, and of Heth. He was also the father of the Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zimmerites, and Hamathites. The families of the Canaanites scattered. Their land reached from Sidon to Gerar as far as Gaza, and then to Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim as far as Lasha. All these people were the sons of Ham, and all these families had their own languages, their own lands, and their own nations. Shem, Japheth's older brother, also had sons. One of his descendants was the father of all the sons of Eber. The sons of Shem were Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, who was the father of Eber. Eber was the father of two sons, one named Peleg, because the earth was divided during his life, and the other was named Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almadad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Diklah, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these people were the sons of Joktan. They lived in the area between Mesha and Sephar in the hill country in the east. These are the people from the family of Shem, arranged by families, languages, countries, and nations. This is the list of the families from the sons of Noah, arranged according to their nations. From these families came all the nations who spread across the earth after the flood.
Chapter 5.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up a mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. Blessed are those who recognize they are spiritually helpless. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are those who mourn. They will be comforted. Blessed are those who are gentle. They will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for God's approval. They will be satisfied. Blessed are those who show mercy. They will be treated mercifully. Blessed are those whose thoughts are pure. They will see God. Blessed are those who make peace. They will be called God's children. Blessed are those who are persecuted for doing what God approves of. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, lie and say all kinds of evil things about you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because you have a great reward in heaven. The prophets who lived before you were persecuted in these ways. You are salt for the earth, but if salt loses its taste, how will it be made salty again? it's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled on by people. You are a light for the world. A city cannot be hidden when it is located on a hill. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. Instead, everyone who lights a lamp puts it on a lampstand. Then its light shines on everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine in front of people. Then they will see the good that you do and praise your Father in heaven. Don't ever think that I came to set aside Moses' teachings or the prophets. I didn't come to set them aside, but to make them come true. I can guarantee this truth. Until the earth and the heavens disappear, neither a period nor a comma will disappear from Moses' teachings before everything has come true. So whoever sets aside any command that seems unimportant and teaches others to do the same will be unimportant in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches what the commands say will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I can guarantee that unless you live a life that has God's approval and do it more faithfully than the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, "Never murder. Whoever murders will answer for it in court." But I can guarantee that whoever is angry with another believer will answer for it in court. Whoever calls another believer an insulting name will answer for it in the highest court. Whoever calls another believer a fool will answer for it in hellfire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and remember that there's another believer who has something against you, leave your gift at the altar. First go away and make peace with that person. Then come back and offer your gift. Make peace quickly with your opponent while you're on the way to court with him. Otherwise, he will hand you over to the judge. Then the judge will hand you over to an officer who will throw you into prison. I can guarantee this truth. You will never get out until you pay every penny of your fine. You have heard that it was said, "Never commit adultery," but I can guarantee that whoever looks at a woman and desires her has already committed adultery in his heart. So if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose a part of your body than to have all of it thrown into hell. And if your right hand leads you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose a part of your body than to have all of it go into hell. It has also been said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a written notice. But I can guarantee that any man who divorces his wife for any reason other than unfaithfulness makes her look as though she has committed adultery. Whoever marries a woman divorced in this way makes himself look as though he has committed adultery. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, "Never break your oath, but give to the Lord what you swore in an oath to give him." But I tell you, don't swear in an oath at all. Don't swear an oath by heaven, which is God's throne, or by earth, which is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, which is the city of the great king. And don't swear an oath by your head. After all, you cannot make one hair black or white. Simply say yes or no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you not to oppose an evil person. If someone slaps you on your right cheek, turn your other cheek to him as well. If someone wants to sue you in order to take your shirt, let him have your coat too. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Give to everyone who asks you for something. Don't turn anyone away who wants to borrow something from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you this, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way you show that you are children of your Father in heaven. He makes his sun rise on people whether they are good or evil. He lets rain fall on them whether they are just or unjust. If you love those who love you, do you deserve a reward? Even the tax collectors do that. Are you doing anything remarkable if you welcome only your friends? Everyone does that. That is why you must be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect.